Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salash and Shar Zechira. A new Perek Tez Zayin. Shir number 116. Boy Yuvayar Goydol Oynish HaChilikim Raboy. The Chavetz Chaim is turning his attention to a person who has, to the punishment of a person who has Machlaikis with his Rebbe. There's a topic here. I'm a little hesitant because I don't want to discourage people from talking to me and learning. Okay? V'hinei, avon ha-machloikis hu afilu im chilek im odom ha-shavaloi b'mailo. The avera of machloikis. That does not mean, by the way, in learning. When it comes to learning, in fact, the Gemara says, even friends, a father and a son, fight it out. You're doing it for the right reason, to get the emsek of pshat. And the Gemara uses a lashon that they're soinim, like enemies, and nasim oyavim. And when they finish, they end with, hopefully, appropriately, oyavim, that they love each other. Here we're discussing a point in the case where the person is arguing, not because it's a learning discussion, it's arrogance. It's machlaikis. The avera of machlokes is even if it's a person who is equal to you. V'kol shekein, even more so, chas v'shalom, im uchelek im tamud chacham, afilu einenu rabbi. Even more so if he's having machlokes with the tamud chacham, even if he's not your rabbi. V'kol shekein, even more than that, im u rabbi, if he's your rabbi, v'vadei godul avoynev nichbul ra'osoy. Godul avoynoy. The person's avera is horrifically, exponentially much worse. V'nichbala ra'osoy. Ki yadua shederech bali ha-machlokes levazes bedvarim letzad shekinegdom. Because it's known that when it comes to bali ha-machlokes, they verbally attack and argue whoever is disagreeing with them. Sometimes they don't even realize how they contradict themselves. He says, take a look in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. This is a psak halacha. This is not just like a midas chasidus. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. It's in Reish, Mem, Gimel, Siv, Zayin. Shamevazet Tamud Chochem is bichlal, one who disgraces, one who attacks a Tamud Chochem, falls into the category that which it says in Bamidbar Tes Vav Lamed Aleph, Kidvar Hashem Baza, he koris the koris anev hashi avoynoi va. Person who attacks the Talmud Chacham, disparages the Talmud Chacham, he falls into the category that we all want to make sure that we avoid. He koris the koris, this person will be cut off by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I was going to ask a question. Well, how do you define Talmud Chacham? So how do you define Talmud Chacham? Right? You say if a person was a vaza Talmud Chacham, so he had to know what. So who's a Talmud Chacham? So the Chavetz Chaim addresses this, because in the Mishnah Berurah we learn the Talmud Chacham means you ask him a halacha question anywhere, he has the answer for you. He says in this category in Shulchan Aruch, that's not what it is. That's not the pshat of a Talmud Chacham. Va'afilu bizmanenu. Even nowadays, says the Chavetz Chaim, imurak roi lo hayrois. If the person is fit and appropriate to give psak halacha, roi lo hayrois. Doesn't mean he knows every answer, like in the first case, but he's somebody who is appropriate to give the answers, to accept the questions, and to look into it. V'yoga b'tayra, and he toils in understanding the Torah. Nikra Talmud Chacham. That person is called Talmud Chacham, which widens the group of Talmid Chachamim. All of a sudden, we have a lot more Talmid Chacham in the world. And one who attacks this Talmud Chacham, even if he's doing this not in front of him, has violated and committed an incredible avera. Avon plilihu. and he's chayiv nidi, excommunication. The gam ein lo refula makosoy over ze kediisa. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, he has no refula makosoy. One of the worst things that can ever happen: a person goes to a doctor, and he has a medical problem, and the doctor says, "There's nothing I can do to help you. It's just going to get worse." Chas v'shalom lo yaleinu. We should never hear anyone that was told such a thing like this. Here the Gemara says, a person who's mevaza tamal chacham, ein lo yirefua l'makosoy. He has no cure for his makosoy. Now, you can ask me a question. All right, but doesn't it say everyone can do tshuva? Okay, good question. One of the answers which is given to statements like this when they say ein lo refuah is that it's going to be a very difficult path to take to do a proper tshuva. Very difficult path. Stop here. To continue with Shem next year. Discussing the Churban Yerushalayim. Why is the Churban Yerushalayim? We're going to see, because it's connected to the Mevazeh Talmud Chacham.